From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. As Missouri lawmakers hash out their differences over the state budget the next 2 weeks, there's one area where House and Senate Republicans agree. As Samuel King reports, both chambers passed a budget that eliminates state funding for Planned Parenthood's 11 clinics throughout the state.
Missouri already cut off Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood last year for services like preventative care and testing for sexually transmitted diseases. Republicans say money should not be going to any organization that provides abortions, but Mevi Mead with Planned Parenthood Advocates in Missouri says that argument is misleading.
This is taking away access to the very services that prevent unintended pregnancy.
The Planned Parenthood Clinic in St. Louis is the only one that is providing abortions in the state. The organization has sued to get the healthcare funding restored in Missouri, while Kansas dropped its efforts to defund the organization last month. I'm Samuel King.
The Missouri Senate is debating a bill that would establish a grant system to fund skilled worker training at colleges and universities. The Workforce Development Initiative was one of Governor Parson's top priorities when the session began. It's intended to alleviate some of the need that Missouri has for skilled workers. Senator Andrew Koenig says similar programs have been implemented nationwide and in the long haul save states money when looking to train skilled workers.
It has been proven that to be the case in other states.
Right.
Every state that has adopted it has saved money because you do it at a lower cost.
The funding for the grant program would change on a year-by-year basis. Opponents say it should be the responsibility of private businesses, not the taxpayer, to train skilled workers. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says he's prepared to defend a measure pending in the legislature that would substantially curtail abortion in the state. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Lawmakers are mulling over legislation banning most abortion after a heartbeat and brain activity is detected. And it's almost a certainty that if Governor Mike Parson signs the 8-week abortion ban into law, Schmidt will have to defend the measure against lawsuits. Schmidt says his office is well prepared to deal with legal action if the legislature passes the bill before session ends this month.
Interestingly, whether it was then Attorney General Danforth or then Attorney General Webster, there have been a lot of cases actually in front of the United States Supreme Court that came out of Missouri as it relates to issues around abortion and pro-life legislation that came out of the legislature, whether it was a Democrat legislature back then or a Republican one now.
The abortion legislation was sent to the Missouri Senate earlier this year. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The National Weather Service is determining whether tornadoes were responsible for damage that occurred last night in southwest Missouri. Jeff Raberding, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Springfield, says there are 7 unconfirmed tornadoes that have been reported to them so far.
We had a number of storms yesterday that had a potential, so there's probably going to be several confirmed tornadoes that we will look at today.
Several low water crossings are closed across the Ozarks, and water rescues have taken place. Roaring River State Park near Cassville in southwest Missouri was evacuated. Federal officials have confirmed earlier findings that people who lived near a St. Louis County creek contaminated with nuclear waste could face a higher risk of developing cancer. The final report by the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry addressed concerns about Coldwater Creek. A report issued in June said people exposed to the creek between the 1960s to the 1990s may have an increased risk of bone cancer, leukemia, and lung cancer. The new report backs those findings. The improper containment, transportation, and disposal of World War II weapon production waste led to the creek's contamination decades ago. The waste was dumped near Coldwater Creek at sites around Lambert Airport. Cleanup of the creek began 2 decades ago. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.